Hey, what's up, you nerds? How's it going? I don't know what today is. What's today? Today's Thursday, the 18th of February in the beautiful metropolis of Lubbock, America. And I'm Vikram Baliga, and you're listening to The Plant Prof. So I don't know where you are, but where I am in Texas, things are still frozen and still not great. Now, I say where I am in Texas. My part of Texas, honestly, is in overall pretty good shape. You know, we are on a different power grid up in Lubbock, America than most of the state. And so we've kept power for the most part, but I've got family all over the state, and a lot of the folks in Texas have not been so fortunate. So, spare a couple of thoughts and prayers for the state of Texas and really for the southern U.S. You know, I'm aware that it is not as cold here as it is in a lot of places around the U.S., and I get that, but we're not prepared for it, right? We don't have the infrastructure for it. It's never that cold here. If it tells you anything, it's going to be like 80 next week. So as I'm recording this, I am also live on TikTok. I'm at The Plant Prof on TikTok, and I've got exactly zero people watching, so that's cool. But I'm going to keep doing it anyway. Maybe a couple people will log on. Maybe they won't. TikTok's weird. I just passed 1,000 followers, which in my brain is a lot. I'm like, 1,000 people. But, you know, there's 14-year-olds that have like 100 million followers. And so, I'm playing on TikTok. I'm way too old to do it, but it's fun. So go follow me at The Plant Prof if you want to. So I wanted to talk to you today about how cool I think plants are, just in general. I think plants are cool. Now, you have probably realized that at this point in, you know, our relationship together, you and I, that I'm a plant nerd and that I think plants are super cool. But I want to tell you a little bit why I think plants are cool. There's a lot of reasons. But, we tend to, I think, as human animals, as these magical walking meat bags that we are, we tend to be pretty focused on stuff with faces. So you've probably heard the term charismatic megafauna. And so big animals like lions and tigers and bears, oh my, so they get super large amounts of attention. And even things like insects or smaller animals, especially microfauna, like bacteria, mycel organisms, all that, they don't get a lot of attention because they don't have a face you can look at and identify with. We are strongly tribalistic as a species, so it's like if this thing kind of looks like me, I can get on board with it. But then we've got plants. We've got these leafy things that just exist out there. And I think what a lot of people think when they look at plants is like, ah, it's just a tree. It's just a plant. Those are just leaves. But plants are these incredibly complex forms of life without whom we could not exist on this planet, at least the way that our planet has developed. Without plants, we can't be here because plants are one of the primary engines that turn sunlight into energy. I mean, consumable energy, energy that runs life on this planet. Yes, it started as probably unicellular organisms and, that started to photosynthesize, and we still see algae out there, and we got autotrophs that started to troph themselves. An autotroph means that it creates its own food in the form of sugar. But as it is, we could not do anything on Earth without plants. Because plants do some cool stuff, right? So we get radiation from the sun that blasts its way through space for 93 million miles and tears its way through our atmosphere. And okay, great. So we've got light particles, photons, whatever. Okay, cool. That's great. But a plant can take those light particles, and through this process you've learned about in junior high and probably before that and probably a couple times after that, it turns those light particles into sugars. And it uses those sugars to build amino acids and proteins and everything that we use to do the weird meat bag things that we do comes because plants can turn that light into sugar and into energy. So I don't know. Are you a vegan? Are you a carnivore? Are you an omnivore? Which we probably generally are, is omnivores. That energy that creates food, that creates oxygen, that runs every biological process at a base level on this planet comes because plants can turn sunlight into sugar. It's just the craziest thing to think about, that your little petunia that's out in your garden, that the tomato in your garden, the trees, and I'm gonna throw algae in because algae don't get enough attention, or your front lawn or whatever, can take power produced from a nuclear fission reactor. I don't know if it's fission or fusion. I'm a plant guy. Whatever. A nuclear reactor from millions of miles away. And it can take that energy in the form of sunlight and convert it into something that we can eat and that we can process through what is purely a biological process is fascinating, right? We talk a lot today. There's, you know, in Texas, a lot of conversation about solar energy and where does our energy come from and how do we store it and all of this. And when plants have been doing it for billions of years, they're good at it. They produce a pigment that turns sunlight into energy. So if you painted your house and it turned, you know, the sun into energy you can use. Now, that would be cool if we could have like a solar paint that we could paint our house with that would capture energy. Someone work on that out there. One of you people that are smarter than me. But it blows my mind sometimes if I think about it a lot. It's crazy. And so as we go through time and as we look at the plants in our environment and that are around us, just keep in mind that even the dumbest little plant, the dumbest looking little plant out in your yard is turning power from the sun into sugar and into energy that we can consume. Nitrogen, amino acids, proteins that build us that let us do weird things like record podcasts and do live TikTok videos. And hey, what's up, Jaden and Mackenzie? Thanks for watching. This is compelling content where I talk to the live viewers on this podcast. But you know, I'm just gonna leave it in. I like it because hey, if you're out there listening to this, whenever you're listening to this, my viewer count has gone from 0 to 2, and one of them is my brother and the other one is Mackenzie. Oh, there's 3. There's someone else. This is so exciting. Anyway, so I just want you to think about the next time you look at your salad, at the iceberg lettuce that is pretty much just crunchy water on your plate, that plant, as it was growing, was turning sunlight into energy. Also, I also want to think about how, well, we could go on with this for a long time, right? I could talk about this for a very long while and go down all these different rabbit trails. But the two things I wanted to mention that I, you know, here are my notes. For those of you that can't see it, it's a blank sheet of paper. Are that plants are essentially solar power plants. And also that they communicate. Right. We are, like I said at the beginning of this episode, really bad about focusing all of our thought on things with faces. So when you get a plant that doesn't have a face, we think that it's unable to communicate. But that's not the case. This sounds like pseudoscience, but it's really not. Plants have sophisticated chemical signaling from one plant to the next, within a plant, with the environment. For example, if you've got a field of, say, tomatoes, and you get some insects that come and start chewing on those tomatoes on one plant in this tomato field, that one plant can release pheromones into the air, chemicals into the air, which all the other plants in that field have receptors for. And as those other plants detect that, oh, this distress signal is being sent out, they'll start to harden off some of their defenses against predation, whether that be different compounds in the plant that are toxic to animals, whether it is something that makes them harder to get to. Sometimes they'll close their leaves up so that they can't be preyed upon as easily. Sometimes they'll release secondary pheromones that will attract predators of the insects that are feeding on them. So like if they've got a caterpillar that's eating the plant, they can actually go out and attract wasps and different things that feed on those caterpillars. So there is sophisticated communication in plants that we don't understand. We don't have the file in our brains to understand. And it's just wild to think about. Trees have photoreceptors on the leaves. So in a forest setting, there's something called crown shyness, where you stand in a forest, especially in a deciduous forest, and look up, and a lot of the branches are not touching each other. You get these weird patterns. Well, some of that is mechanical damage, where they hit each other and it breaks off little branches and stuff. But some of it is that leaves have photoreceptors. And so as one plant is reflecting green light back out into the environment, another plant can sense that green light coming off a leaf and will cause that plant to grow in a different direction, so they don't get into each other's space and compete too much, compete more than they need to. So I don't know. I rambled through this a little bit, but when I start to think about how, you know, people ask me, why do I study plants? There's a whole big world of biology and science and other things out there. And I think a lot of people think plants are boring, but I think it's fascinating how complex plants really are. So I hope that you just let this be a starting point for some of your research, for your interest in plants. And I'll throw more weird factoids at you over the next few weeks. I think I may talk about some of these things in a little more detail that I mentioned today. But thank you for listening, dear podcast friends. And thank you for watching, if you were one of the folks that watched on TikTok. I'm going to start doing more live videos and more live streaming across my social media platforms as I record, just because this particular podcast is very stream of consciousness and free flow, and that works well on social media. So y'all are awesome. I hope you are warm and safe and dry, and that you have power, and that you have a great weekend and a great week, and I will talk to you next Thursday.